samasimba anogara nekusingaperi. Baba muri mutsvene. Mwari tinokutendai mangwana nano nekuti ndimi matonza muimba ino. Baba tinokutendai tichiziva kuti ishe samasimba muri mutsvene muri Mwari. Baba taungana mangwana nano kuti tigonzwa shoko renyu. Baba tinoziva shoko renyu rakatiudza kuti panenge paine mutumbi ndipo panoungana zvapungu. Mwari tinokutendai kuti zvapungu zvaungana mangwana nano. Zvauya zviri pano baba hazvisi kuda kudya pane munhu, zvoda kudya pamutumbi unojudya ropa, mutumbi womwanakomana wemunhu. Baba tinokutendai nekuti zvapupu hazvisi magora baba, hazvidyi zvakaora, zvinodya chikafu chinojudya ropa baba. A fresh kill, a fresh revelation. Mwari tinonamata mangwana nano, tipewo chimwe chinhu baba chinoita kuti vana venyu vabude muno vachiti zvanga zvakanaka kuva mukereke ishe. Mwari tinoziva pane mvunzo, tinoziva baba pane mabedens, tinoziva pane mitoro iripo. Samasimba huyai baba mugoadresa. Tinoziva kuti ishe munozvigona. Mwari munospecializa mune zvinhu zvinonzi nevanhu hazvigoneke. Saka Mwari wakatendeka tiri kukokai mangwana nanaya. We are calling Jesus Christ on the scene. Lord God Almighty, we pray as we come to the reading of the word. Lord Jesus, may you bless the reading of it and the preaching of the same. Ishe ndosisa mukati mumaoko enyu. Baba ndise parutivi. Mwari kumusoro kudenga kusava ndotaura asi mutaure kuvana venyu. Tanamata nokutenda kusara Jesu Kristu muponesi wedu. Amen. I greet you all. In the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Happy to see every one of you. I always say it's good to be back home again. We were just discussing the last time, just yesterday, with some brothers. They looked at me, they said, "Brother partners, the last time you came, the schools were just..." That was the last weekend before the schools opened.
Okay, brother partners, mamaka pedzisira kuya, makaya weekend yekupedzisira zvikoro sazvavhuro.
When are you coming back again?
Saka muri kudzoka rini?
I said I don't know.
Ndikati handizive.
That was around 4-5 PM.
Ndikati dzadziri kuma 4 kana ma 5 dzemazuva rodoka.
And then around 6 PM.
Ma 6.
Brother Makunye called me. Amen.
Brother Makunye ndo bavandi pindira nari.
They are surprised to see me here.
Amen. Shamisika kundoona pano.
I had told them I'm going to Chendambuya this morning.
Amen. Mangwana nayo ndiri kuenda kwa Chendambuya.
But I respect the elders. I respect the elders.
Ndoremekedza vakuru.
I've never said no for an invitation here.
Ina ndisati ndamboti kwete kana ndapiwa kokero kuya
kuno. I always try to make my program in such a way that this is home.
Ndinogara ndichironga urongo hwangu tichiziva kuti kuno ndokumba.
So we thank God for that. Amen.
Saka tinotenda Mwari nekuda kwaizvozvo.
So I will not take much of your time.
Handisi kuzotora nguva yenyu yakareba.
Let's read from John chapter 9.
Ngativerengei kuna Johani chitsauko 9.
We thank God for the processes that have commenced.
Tinotenda Mwari nematano atanga.
Okay. John chapter 9 verse 26.
John 9 verse 26.
Then said they to him again, What did he to thee? How opened he thine eyes?
Ipapo vakati kwaari, wakakuiteiko? Ko wakasvinudza sei meso ako?
He answered them, I have told you already, and he did not hear. Wherefore he would you hear it again? Will you also be his disciples?
Akavapindura akati, ndatokuudzai imi mukasanzwa. Munoda kunzwa zvine makaiko? Nemi munoda kuva vadzidzi vake here?
Then they reviled him and said, Thou art his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples.
Vakamutuka vachiti, Iwe ndiwe mudzidzi wake, asi isu tiri vadzidzi vaMoses.
We know that God spoke to Moses. As for this fellow, we know not from whence he is.
Tinoziva kuti Mwari wakataura naMoses, asi uyu hatizivi kwaakabva.
The men answered and said unto them, Why hearing is a marvelous thing, that he know not whence he is, and yet he hath opened my eyes.
Iye munhu akapindura akati kwavari, ha, imi chinhu chinoshamisa kuti imi hamuzive kwaanobva, kunyange asvinudza meso angu kudai.
Now we know not that God, we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be of worship of God and doeth his will, him he heareth.
Isu tinonzwa kuti Mwari haanzwi vatadzi, asi kana munhu achishumira Mwari achiita kuda kwake, iye Mwari unomunzwa.
Since the world began, was it not heard that any man opened the eyes of him that was born blind?
Kubvira pakutanga hakuna kumbonzwikwa kuti mumwe munhu wakasvinudza meso omunhu wakaberekwa riri bofu.
If this man were not of God, he could do nothing.
Dai munhu uyu anga asiri waMwari, haizogona kuita chero chinhu.
They answered and said unto him, thou wast altogether born in sins, and dost thou teach us? And they cast him out.
Vakamupindura vachiti, iwe wakaberekwa muzvivi, zvino iwe wotidzidzisa isu? Vakamudzingirira kunze.
Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he found him, he said unto him, dost thou believe on the Son of God?
Jesu akanzwa kuti vamudzingira kunze, akati amuwana, akati kwaari, iwe unotenda kumwanakomana waMwari here?
And he answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I may believe on him?
Akapindura akati, iye ndiani kweishe kuti nditende maari?
Galatians chapter 6, verse 7.
Galatia 6, verse 7.
Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
Imi musanyengedzwa, Mwari haagone kunyengerwa. Chero chinodyarwa nomunhu ndicho chaanokohwa.
For he that soweth to his flesh shall of his flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life everlasting.
Nokuti unodyarira zvenyama yake uchakohwa zvinoora kunobva panyama, asi unodyarira mweya uchave neupenyu husingaperi hunova mweya waMwari.
Let us not be weary in doing, in well doing, for in due season we shall reap, and if we faint not.
Zvino ngatirege kuneta pakuita zvakanaka, nekuti tinozokohwa nenguva yakafanira kana tisingaori mwoyo.
As we have therefore opportunity, let us go to unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith.
Zvino zvatiine nguva, ngatiitire vanhu vose zvakanaka, zvikuru sei kune veimba yokutenda.
You see how large a letter I have written unto you with my own hands.
Tarirai kukura kwenwadhi yandakunyorerai noruoko rwangu.
May the Lord add blessings to the reading of his word.
Daishiva,
as we take our seats.
Ropafadza kuverengwa kweshoko ravo, chigare hedu pasi.
Amen. I want to greet you once again in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I believe I will read a lot this morning. More than I would be giving comments. Because we are students of Malachi chapter
4.
And in all things we take what Malachi 4 said. We believe that God sent us a prophet. Today is the 7th of April. The prophet was born on the 6th of April. So yesterday was the 100th anniversary. I was calculating by head. So, but mathematicians have corrected me. Amen. Yeah, amen. So, We take from what Brother Branham says.
And
we believe what Brother Branham says.
We are
bound by the spoken word.
So
this morning, by the grace of God, when Brother Branham read
John 9:26 to 36,
he preached the message taking sides with Jesus.
So
this morning, we want to talk about taking sides with Jesus. Because that's the side, that's the correct side. Amen. We have to take sides with Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, we know that Brother Branham says, if a man walks in here, having hair up to his shoulders, maybe looking like Hoffman instead of Christ, Brother Abraham says that would be a deceiver. But taking sides with Jesus Christ is to take sides with what he says. Is to take sides with the message. Because Jesus Christ, we are told in the book of John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh, and it dwelt among us. So that Word became Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ is the Word of the hour that has been revealed in that very hour.
So
the Word that Moses preached in his own day as a prophet of the hour was Jesus Christ to that generation. So the word that Brother Branham preached to us is Jesus Christ to us. So when we are taking sides with Jesus Christ, we are taking sides with what the messenger says. Because he is the messenger for every one of us. Because on the day of judgment, we shall answer for whatever we are going to do. We shall answer for whatever we are saying. And it is to be according to the prophets. And to those that have received more, God will demand more.
Amen.
God has given us more as believers of this message. And because God has given us more, then God is going to demand more from us. Amen, amen, amen. Now, Brother Branham says, now you,
paragraph 101,
you say, well, that ought to be easy for you, Brother
Branham.
Amen. Anything to do, God will just tell you. No, he doesn't. Now, amen, amen,
amen.
I sweat it out just like you do. A whole lot harder. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Now, when things are happening, maybe processes are being done, people just think things are just happening like that. Somebody is sweating it out at the background somewhere. You might not be knowing what the people are doing in the background, but someone is doing. Sure, I have to sweat it much harder than you do. Amen. Hallelujah. I have to sweat it much harder than you do. And there's going to be more required of me. Amen.
So
on the day of judgment, before Brother Branham answers for himself, he is going to answer for Branham Tebaneko. He is going to answer for you and me. Because we believe this message, when we hanged our souls on what he has said. So, brother, he more has been required of him. Amen. Now you must remember, brother, where you have to answer for a church, where you have to answer for your family, or maybe where you have to answer for yourself. There is millions of souls that I have got to answer for. Amen. Hallelujah. I have got to know my moves. Amen. Just the same right now. Amen. With the elders at the moment, they will answer for every one of us. Amen. No, that should be, people should know that. They will answer for every one of us. So the more is required of them. Amen. 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 So they've got to sweat it out. They've got to pray. They've got to be circumspect. Because more is required of them. Amen. Besides answering for themselves.
themselves. They will answer for you.
Amen.
That is the burden of the word. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. And if Satan is knocking you for one soul or a few souls that you will catch, what about over here where millions sit and in order? And Brother Branham says, paragraph 103, now you remember what that dream. No, it's the same book, brother. Amen. It's just a paragraph below. Amen. I got the interpretation was to go back and store up the food. And where was the storehouse? This tabernacle. Amen. Now, Brother Branham was referring to the Branham tabernacle. And where is there anything like that in the country? Around here anywhere. So, Brother Branham is saying, this food that was stored, it's not comparable to anything. This message that we have is not comparable to anything. We have the cream of the crop. Amen. He says, you can't compare it with anything else outside there. So, brother, sister, amen, you must be careful how you handle this message, because God has given us something that's not comparable to anything that is outside there. If you hear any preacher out there somewhere who has preached anything sensible, that the preacher is stolen from the message. Amen. Because we have, it's not comparable. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Anything around, anywhere that we compare with the message that we have. Amen, amen, amen. Where would you go to find it? Show its comparison anywhere. You go right in the denominational creeds. You go right out in the name of the Lord Jesus. You go right out from these things. And here is where the food has been stored up.
Amen.
So, the food that we are taking now, which is Malachi 4 diet, that's the food that we need. The Bible says, men shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So we don't live by anything else. We live by the spoken words. We live by what the prophet says. We live by that said the Lord.
Amen.
Because that's the side that we have to take. Amen. That is what we stand for. Amen. Because heavens and earth will pass away, but this message will not pass away. Amen, amen, amen. So let me tell you, my brother. Brother was talking about a certain man. He says, I would rather be found standing in the word than standing in heaven. Because heaven will pass away, but the word will not pass away. So we have to stand by that which is sure. For we have received a foundation that cannot be shaken. Amen. Amen. Somebody say amen somewhere.
Amen.
Amen, amen. We have received a message. That is not what everything is being shaken out there. But let me tell you, my brother. Amen. Here, we have no continuing seat. Amen, amen, amen. Glory. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Now, Brother Branham says, but now, until that time, until he comes, we want to live each day like he might come the next minute. Amen, amen, amen,
amen.
Now that should remove a lot of things from some people. Amen. You should live each day.
Amen.
Like Jesus Christ is coming today. Amen. Like he's coming in the next minute. Because we don't know when he's coming. Amen. But we know he's coming soon. Amen. And we know by prophets most of the things that were spoken by Brother Branham for him to come. have been fulfilled. Amen. So we ought to be more circumspect. Because we know he's coming soon.
Amen.
Like we were singing when during the introductions. He is coming soon. He is coming soon. With joy we welcome his returning. Amen. So Jesus Christ is coming one of these days. And that's the reason why we are here. Amen. We are sojourners. We are strangers looking for a city whose beauty and maker is God. So right here, brother, we are just sojourners. Brother, brother Musaiz, one of these days, they will close this tabernacle and make it a garage and make it an auction floor. So when the tabernacle is no longer here, we have to meet Jesus Christ. There's going to come a time when these services will be stopped. And when they are stopped, let me tell you, brother, we have to meet Jesus Christ. So the principal goal for us to be here is to meet Jesus Christ. We have come not to see a person. We have come not to know one another. We have come for the preparation of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we are here for. We are not coming for anything else. Brother Branham says, that is why when you come to church, in perfect strength by perfect weakness, we come for self-examination. Amen. To look at what is wrong with you. To look at your own problems. Amen. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Live this day like he might come the next minute. Because it might end up your life at that minute.
No.
You heard of our pastor, Brother Matarana and Brother Gilbert. He was not sick. He was just driving, then just an accident. God had determined him, that for him. Now, Brother Branham says, you don't know where your last breath is. This may be some of our last breath. We have it in us now. So we want to live like it is. But now you carry on further. We have got to put footprints. You have got, amen. You have got to put footprints on the sand of time for others to see. If Paul hadn't have the way he did, then John wouldn't have known how to fall. Amen. If John hadn't went on, Paul didn't know how to fall. If Polycap wouldn't have went on, Irenaeus wouldn't know how to fall. And if Irenaeus wouldn't have went on, Martin wouldn't have know how to fall. See what I mean? Each one of us. So the footprints that you are leaving behind, what kind of footprints are you leaving behind? What kind of footprints are we leaving behind? Amen, amen, amen. Oh my. All right. Now, Brother Branham says, now I want to take the subject here of taking sides with Jesus. Now, the Pharisees and the leaders of his day always tried to belittle him before the people. That was just the way the devil had... That was just a way that devil had of working. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. All the Pharisees and all the teachers of his day constantly tried to belittle Jesus. Amen. Amen. They constantly tried to belittle the words. Now, when the prophet was speaking one time, after the opening of the seals, he says, he must increase and I must decrease. So the word must increase. The word must take preeminence. And when the word takes preeminence, every other thing is sure to decrease. Amen. And because all the other things will pass away. But this thing that should increase has no is eternal. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. They watched him constantly. to find where they could find the faults. And they never spoke of good things. They were always finding something that they could belittle him about. You see, look here. If he is a man of God, he wouldn't do it this way. If they are men of God, they wouldn't do it that way. That's not a correct attitude. Amen, amen. You wouldn't do it that way. They were trying to cast a shadow upon him. Amen. Now, this is Jesus Christ being referred to get the people to disbelieve him. That's the work of the devil. That old scheme has never ceased.
Amen.
There are many times that a minister makes a mistake.
Now,
we are all subject to mistakes. Amen. Now, there was a certain young boy who went for an interview. And when he went for an interview, he did not have any eraser. And because he did not have any eraser, the interviewer, he asked this boy, why don't you have any eraser? He says, I don't make mistakes. Then the interviewer says, there is no job for you. Amen. Anyone who does not make a mistake is a person who is doing nothing. Amen. But anyone who is in a post of Jude, who is doing something that God told him to do, who make an error on that post of Jude, so if somebody has made an error, that's not a reason to rejoice. No, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen. If he can, all right. And if he comes into a neighborhood, a precious brother will stand to two rights and to lead the people right. Everything that the devil can point to the unbeliever or the so-called Christians in that neighborhood to throw up that man. Amen. He will do it. Amen. Now you know the real Christian. The real Christian way is to hide everything.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, this is the real Christian way. This is the Malachi 4 way. The real Christian way is to hide everything you can from a brother. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the real Christian way. You try to hide the weaknesses of a brother. You try to hide the weaknesses of a sister. Amen. Because you fight for your brother. Amen. You are your brother's protector. Remember, we are one family. Remember, we are one blood. We are all purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Now, there is one thing. We Branhams. Now, we are Branhams. We believe what Brother Branham taught us. There is nine of us. We fight like pet dogs. Now, if you have got dogs at home, you understand what Brother Branham is saying. I only have two. Amen. They fight, brother. We fight like pet dogs. But after all, when we go through the fighting, we are still Branhams. After all the fighting, after all the battles, we are still believers of the message. We are still believers of Malachi. We still have the picture of the pillar of fire in our homes. We still have the picture of the cloud in our homes. So after all the fighting, brothers, we are still brothers. Amen. After all the fighting, brothers, we are still brethren. Amen. We must know that. Amen. One not the other was a Branham. Amen, amen, amen. So what you must know is that the other is a Christian. I know he was a Branham. I know I was a Branham. But we would fight. Amen. You do that in your family. But we are still your brothers.
Amen.
Brother, we are still brothers. Amen, amen, amen. We are still brothers. We are still believers of the message. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. That's the way it is. We might differ. That's all right. But we are still one.
Amen.
We are one in Christ. We believe this message. Let us stay with it. Amen. Now, Brother Branham speaks of a family. They were divorcing. They were divorcing. Brother Branham says they started sharing everything. They went into the bedroom. You take the mattress, I take the best. You take the headboard, I take the drawers. Because they were divorcing, they were fighting. They go in the kitchen. You take the stove, I take the fridge. I want cold water, I want hot food. Amen. They went everywhere. But Brother Branham says, they then went into the attic. In a basement somewhere. And they opened an old trunk. And when they opened an old trunk, this couple had only one child. And this child had passed on. And so when this child had passed on, this one held the shoe. And the other one held the shoe. So the shoe was the common thing. That they had as a family. So let me tell you, my brother, the message is the common thing. That's the common thing that we have. The message is the common thing. We must different, it doesn't matter. We have a common place where we must catch. I say, my brother, we've met here. So you leave your thoughts. I leave my thoughts. Let's go with this. Amen. Because that's the thing. That's important for a believer. That's the thing that's important for this church now. Amen. It's there for everyone to lose their thoughts. Everyone to lose their opinions. And to take sides with Jesus Christ. Amen. And to take sides with the heavenly. Amen. Let's stay with this. I think that's the thing to do. To keep carrying on until Jesus comes. And I wanted to say it in that manner. Now remember, when Brother Branham preached taking sides with Jesus, it was a men's meeting. Amen. Maybe there was a problem of some sort in church or something, I don't know. Then he says, brothers, come. Let's talk it this over as brothers. Let's not hide from one another. Let's take these things and talk what over. So that is why he preached taking sides with Jesus. So he was removing everyone from their own thoughts and focusing us on the thing that's important. And showing us this is the important thing. This is where we must gather. Amen. Honestly, we converged here. Because of the message. Amen. I know you. And you know me. Because of the message. So that's the common shoe that we have. That's the common thing that we have. That's the uniting power. That's the glue. that holds us together. That will bring us together every Sunday. And I can say with all my heart. And say, Lionel, God bless you, my brother. Why? Amen. We have that glue. Amen. Brother Branham says, when you are singing, blessed be the tie, that binds our hearts in Christian love. I have a quotation of it down somewhere. Amen. Brother Branham says, we would hug and cry and have tears and say, my brother, pray for me when you are going home. Pray for me, my sister, when you go home. It might be our last time to meet my brother, but we might meet in heaven and we sing it from the heart and we sing it from the heart, because we really know there's a tie. There's a tie that binds our hearts. In the Christian love. Amen. Okay, I left a quotation somewhere midway. So I'll be going back and forth. The brothers that have given quotations, you can see, I'll take this one, the one below, and take the one on top and go. you forgive me for that. Amen. Like I say, I'm not a teacher by calling. So I'm not very, very organized. Like I normally say. Amen. Right. And the old scheme never ceased. All right, okay, I was now on the third one. You know the real Christian. is to hide everything you know about your brother. I think in Christ is the mystery of God revealed, I think. Brother Bram says, if you've got nothing good to say about your brother, keep quiet. Amen. Just keep quiet. Amen. Just keep quiet. That's it. Amen, amen, amen. Don't tell bad things. Just tell his good things. Just tell what you know about him. That is good. Everyone has got a very good part. Okay, just say he's a good brother. He comes to church every Sunday. It is good. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen. Just tell the good thing. And if anything bad is bad, amen. If anything is bad, let it alone. Poor fellow has got enough against him. Amen.
Amen.
Remember, we have a devil. And that devil, he is still fighting every one of us. You are at your workplace, there is trouble. You are at your, in the neighborhood, there is trouble. And maybe if you are in Chimani Man, there is their own trouble. So everything, there is trouble all over. So because there is trouble all over, pray for that poor man. Pray for that poor brother. Pray for that poor sister. This is pray for the church. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Pray for the church. Amen, amen,
amen.
Now, you see, people think that it's somebody else's burden for things to be right. No, it's also your own burden. It's also your own burden. Has got enough against him. Don't try to take a pole and shove the man into a ditch further. Glory. Amen.
Glory.
Amen. Ah. Amen. Amen. He was in a bad spot already. So don't make things worse. Amen. 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 All right. And I believe that all these things is a time of lingering. Waiting. It's waiting for a time for the scripture to be fulfilled till everything gets right, everything in order. Waiting. And many times, impatient like a child, we get great anticipations. And many times, we jump way ahead. Amen, amen, amen. And that hinders the work. Amen.
Amen.
So you see, then it's not things are not being done. No, you see, Brother Bram says there's a time. There's a lingering. Because things have to be done when everything is in order. You can't do things when things are not in order. No. Things have to be done when everything is in order. Because when you do things in disorder, you create more disorder. Elijah wanted to cause the fire. But before he caused the fire, he has to repair the altar. So you repair the altar first before you cause the fire. So you put things in order first. something has to be done. But people get in anticipation. They get impatient. They start running. And in the process, they hit at the very work that they want done. Some of them will do innocently, not knowing. But they are hindering the very thing that they want to achieve just by being impatient. So impatience will not be anyone. Amen. Amen. Until the work gets caught up, we must just move reverently, have a purpose in the heart, in heart that God, if God would desire to use such and such, but wait till he makes an opening. Because he must go ahead of us all.
Amen.
You don't put the cart before the cows. You push the cows before the cart. So God has to be ahead of us all.
Amen.
So then every one of us. Now when they were crossing the Jordan River. Now Joshua gave an instruction. The instruction that Joshua gave was simple. Yes, we want to cross the Jordan. But follow the priests. Follow the Levites who are carrying the ark. And please keep your distance.
Amen.
So, brothers, sisters, let's follow the Levites. And let's keep our distance. God will respect you. God will respect me. Because God, amen, will not let his work come to a do not know. I was preaching a message there, last week or so. The waters are clear ahead. The waters are clear ahead. There was a certain boy that was sick. And when this boy was sick, Brother Branham was having meeting somewhere. And when he was having meeting somewhere, he received a phone call. Can you come here and attend to my boy? Can you come and pray for him? I think it was a girl, I think. Amen. So when he came to, then Brother Branham says, I can't come there. Because right here, there are mothers who have been all night here. And they were in the rain. And their children in the rain. I can't come there. Then Brother Branham, this man, I think his name was Mr. Morgan. Then Mr. Morgan says, if these people could wait for the whole night, then they can wait for a few more hours. Amen. But my child has been given 3 hours to live. So you can leave those ones and come to mine. And while Brother Branham was busy debating with this man, then the angel of the Lord came in. So when the angel of the Lord comes in, he changes the whole program. He changes the whole program. He changes the whole situation. Brother Branham, go and tell Mr. Morgan that says the Lord, the waters are clear ahead. Amen. So Brother Branham then tells I think Brother McKinney or something. He says, brother, now we have to go there. Then the whole program changes. He goes to the hospital. Now, brother, if your case is an emergency case, let me tell you, God will skip all the procedures. That was an emergency case. Women and mothers were left in the rain for the sake of one man. So God can leave all the other churches for the sake of this tabernacle. Because we are in a need right now. We are in a desperate situation right now. And this is the situation. Well, I believe God will visit us. I believe that. I believe so. Because he is fair. He is just. I believe God invested so much in this church. God invested so much in this work. So he has to come. He has to change the situation. And Brother Branham comes in. He says, say unto him, thus said the Lord, the waters are running clear. Ahead. So what are we saying this morning? It's the tabernacle. That's the Lord. The waters are running clear. Ahead. They are clear ahead. God to take care of every situation. God to take care of every condition. God to take care of everything. The waters are clear. Ahead. Amen. Oh, glory. Somebody say amen somewhere. Because the waters were mad. The waters were dead. Things were not right. The child had given 3 hours to live. The doctors, with all their knowledge, with all their psychology and philosophy and whatever, they had failed that pneumonia. There was only one answer. Everyone knew that Brother Branham is the answer to this problem. No one was allowed in the room. But when Brother Branham just says, I'm Brother Branham, even the guard at the gate knew he is the man we are waiting for here. The nurses.
I'm not going to be able to do this.
Fear not, little flock. He can speak to your storm. He can speak to your problem. He can challenge your situation. He can change your condition. He does not change. He is still walking on that storm. He actually comes to you, walking on the storm. He comes to you, walking on the problem. He is walking on that problem. He is walking on the situation. He is walking on the condition. He doesn't change. He is the same yesterday, today, forever. Sometimes he looks at his children. Sometimes he looks at his children. What the boat is being rocked. Amen. It's not that he's not there. It's not that he's not coming. He's there. Jesus came. Amen. Amen. All right. I don't want to get excited. Amen, amen. Because if I get excited, I lose my focus. Amen, amen. All right. Don't never try to shove him down. He is down already. Try to help him. But too many of us today. Now, Brother Branham, when he addresses, remember, there are certain things that he says, these are not in Branham Tabernacle. Yeah, because Brother Branham was a prophet. When he was designing even Africa.
Amen.
He says, when I go to Africa, you pray for me. There are witch doctors in Africa. No, Brother Branham, he knew there are witches in Africa. Who can bewitch you? And you die. Amen. And he says, pray for me. I'm going to Africa.
So
he knew that there are witches here. Amen. In Africa somewhere. Amen.
There's a snake in Africa there that's venomous.
You know the black mamba?
Called the black mamba.
You know the roambira?
Black mamba.
Iyo roambira iyo kuna ngombuya ndobatwa vai nayo na gaura ngumusha.
That black mamba, there is a little granny that's caught that granny, that black mamba in the pot. Ndodo
ndeya ngumzukuru ndakachaga kuna sekuru ndunge.
I got that from sekuru ndunge.
Ndikona kuna sekuru ndunge.
got that snake from
Zimbabwe.
It doesn't strike you, but it strikes all of you.
Amen, amen, amen.
That's Africa.
It's
loaded.
But one thing about Africa. Let us take sides with Jesus Christ. Let us take sides with our Maker. Let us take sides with the one who formed us. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Because the scripture says, do not be deceived.
Whatever
a man sows,
that
shall he reap. So if you are sowing hatred, you will reap hatred. Amen. That's the law of germination. Whatever seed was placed in the ground is whatever seed that will germinate. You will not plant a pop and get a banana. It's not possible. God cannot be mocked. I said God cannot be mocked. These things are serious things. These things are really important things. We must treat them with all reverence. We must treat them with all respect. We must treat them with all consecration. We must treat them with all dedication. These are not even political elections. No.
Amen.
There is no loser. There is no winner. We are looking for the will of God.
Amen.
That is what we are looking for. We are not ZANU-PF. We are not MDCs. We are not Ndonga. We are believers of this message. So there is no winner here. There is no loser here. We are looking for the will of God. That is what we desire. That is what we are looking for. Amen. That is what you are looking for. That is what we want. That is what we have been called for. That is what we are gathered here for. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. It's not like the political elections. When someone wins, the other ones will be having banners. No, brother. That's not the attitude. That's not the way to do it. We are looking for what God desires. For the work of God to continue. We are looking for what God desires. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. All right. Now, I was just thinking to myself, oh. All right, okay, let me leave that one. Amen. That's not the attitude. That's not the way to do it. Brother Bram says your attitude is very important in everything. Actually, he says the right mental attitude to every one of God's promises entitles you to the token. So the right attitude to me and to Brother Lina, it entitles you to get a blessing from me if I have one.
You feel you're doing something that is commensurate.
So let's have the correct attitude.
Let's
have the correct way of seeing things.
We must
not have the myopic view of things. Let's have the eagle view. We are eagles, brothers. Let's fly up higher into the heavenly dimensions, into those places where we know this is the will of God. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
All right. Okay, let me continue. Right, he's already down. Try to help him. Too many of us today. Today, people. Too many people today, I might say, do that. Amen. If they would just try to do that, If they could just get something another that they could say, that was real bad. Amen, amen. No, remember, we've got one accuser of the brethren. And that's the devil.
The Satan.
So don't be his agent.
Amen.
Don't be an accuser of the brethren.
No.
Amen, amen. Now, they used to.
Right.
Okay. Now, for instance, if one of you brethren would make a mistake and do something is wrong and you are subject to do it, I am too. Every one of us, but as we go along, let's remember we are brothers. Amen, amen, amen. No, brother, that's a very important thing. I should be able to depend on you. And you should be able to depend on me. We should be brothers. And if we got any fighting, let's fight with one another. Bring it together. Bring it before our brethren. And settle it.
Settle it right here.
Apana anozoti mambonje ndita anga chirovana.
Nobody will know that these scars and these wounds.
Because brother, tiri ma brother.
We are brethren.
Now there was an issue in Israel.
Pakava ninyaya mu Israel.
So
Saul
and Jonathan.
Na Jonathan.
He had died.
Vanga vafa.
And this Amalekite.
Zvino ma Amalekite.
Thought he had very good news.
Akafunga kuti ane nhau dzakanaka.
He came running.
Akamhanya.
He says, let all your enemies be like Saul and Jonathan.
Kama it is a Saul and Jonathan.
Amen, amen, amen. Let all your enemies be like Saul and
Jonathan.
Says, how did they die? Says, Saul was very wounded. And I saw that he would not live. Then I killed him. That was a lie. Saul fell on his sword. When Saul saw that he was wounded, and he knew that he could not live, he says, I will not let an uncircumcised kill me. So Saul fell on his sword. And when his armor bearer saw that Saul had fell on his sword, he also fell on his sword. But this Amalekite was looking at it. He was just a witness. Now he wanted the fame. That in Indinato Zita.
Amen.
Amen. Papa, she can announce Zaganaka's word. Dawian announced Zaganaka.
Thinking he has bearing good news.
Sauro Wafa.
So he's dead.
Nobagatas when David.
And David looked at him. And he started weeping.
Hallelujah. Amen. Publish it not in God. Say it not in Ashkelon. Lest the daughters of the Philistines rejoice. Amen. Vanofara mazayoja vakazoti tine matambudziko.
Amen. If they know we are in trouble, they will rejoice.
Mayefe marikurovana vakazoti tine zviriko.
Amen.
Ngatiitei vanhu vakachenjera.
Let us be subtle people. We are not taking our reproach, putting it in the open shape. How do we then witness to such an one? Lord, have mercy. Lord, surely help us. I said, Lord, help us.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. All right, let me continue reading. I want to read today, like I said. Yeah, amen. So, Brother Branham says, but we are brothers. If we got any fighting, let's fight one another and bring it together and bring it before our brethren. And they used to. Now, Brother Branham repeats the same quotation. It's in the same book. Taking sides with Jesus. When he's starting and somewhere in the middle. Is the Branham family, if one of the little ones done something, They was going to tell Bill about it. Because I was the biggest. And I had to stand there. And see which was right and which was wrong.
Amen.
Now, if you want to see if this one is the real brother, he must be able to take correction by the spoken word. Amen. You must be able to take correction from the spoken word. If we take the spoken word, what Brother Branham says, and say, brother, according to the spoken word, you are wrong.
Amen.
Then if you are a brother, you must say, brothers, I repent.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Because that's the only thing, that's our big brother right now.
Amen.
We might not listen to partners. We might not listen to Nyararai. But let's listen to the spoken word.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. It won't have been changed. I'm going to preach the message. Akune erem prophet. Where we may inquire of these things. Isn't there a prophet? Where we can inquire of these things. Don't we have a messenger that we can inquire of these things? We have the answers to everything. So let's not be naive. Let's not be willingly ignorant. Let's go head on. And say the messenger says. Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Now, they would go and see which one was wrong, which was right. Well, which I still didn't believe it. If they still didn't believe it, we would go to the back and behind and fought it out. But they were still brothers. They would fight in the backyard with one another. And in the front, And fight in the front yard. We fight for one another.
Brother Branham.
Backyard,
we fight one another.
And we
leave this place at 9 in the evening. Fighting one another.
But
when we walk out, we are okay, we are brothers. Nobody is wrong, we are all right. Let's fight.
That is what the prophet says. That is what Brother Branham says. And we want to take sides with Jesus. Now we... all right. Now, Matthew chapter 18 is simple. If they've got aught against a brother, you don't tell another brother. You go yourself. That's scripture. Amen.
Don't worry.
You go yourself. Not anyone. Not with anyone. You go yourself. And say, brother, can I see you? I think I've got an issue with you. And you sit down yourself. The two of you. And if you reconcile, and after that you pray and say, God bless you, my brother. I'm sure I didn't know I hate you. Then he's over there. Amen. So we've settled an issue without involving other people. We have nothing to do with it. Amen. Amen, amen. Don't tell somebody. Well, that's the way we've got to do it. If we've got something against someone, don't tell somebody about it. If it's wrong,
if you've seen the wrong,
go and tell him. Amen.
God has given you grace to see a fault in a brother. That is the grace that God has given you. Your grace is to go and confront him. God has given you an opportunity.
You are under obligation of scripture. Amen. No one is even binding. It's scripture.
It's the scripture that's binding.
To go and tell your brother. If it's wrong, go to him and tell him. And then if he's going to argue with you, take somebody else with you. Then bring it the way the Bible says it. But they tried to find every little shadow. Amen. Amen, amen. They try to find every little shadow. Amen, amen. Okay. That they could find. to try to belittle Jesus Christ in the sight of the people. And that's what the devil wants. They want to hate your influence before the people. They want to hate your influence. Brother. Amen, amen. So, Brother Branham says, whatever you do, but that takes motive and objective. You have got to you got to have a reason for it. You can't have faith unless you've got a reason. And I tried to say last night, some people's faith is in their textbook. Some people's faith is something else. But it depends where your faith is. But I want to believe God's word. What it says is true. Then I have got to check whether it's the will, His will or not. So before you do anything, you check whether it's the will of God or not. Is what you are doing in the will of the Lord? And if it's His will, I got to check out my objective to it. And then my motive in doing it. So whatever you are doing, my brother, what's your motive? What's your objective? What do you want to achieve in whatever you are doing? Amen. What do you want to achieve? What is your achievement? Amen, amen, amen. Now, Brother Branham, he speaks of people. He says, I would rather be with a brother who has a right spirit, but the wrong doctrine. Can you have a brother with the right doctrine and the wrong spirit? That's a dangerous formula. That's the power without the character. It's satanic, that one. Amen. Because they will be having the correct doctrine and they are using it in the wrong ways. And they support wrong things. Looking for a quotation. So the first thing you are when you are dealing with somebody and he's trying to argue with you, I don't waste my time arguing with people. No. I just check the motive and the objective. I try as much as possible. And when I see the objective is wrong, this brother is trying to achieve something that's wrong, I'm done. Amen. Because you waste time doing things that are for no edification. Paul says, whatever you do, it must be for edification. So whatever you do, my brother, it must be edifying somebody. I was hearing specials here. That was for edification. Amen. I'd never heard going beyond the gate of time. I don't know what is the emperor of touch. When I went beyond the gate of time, I enjoyed it. It's for edification. So whatever you are doing, my brother, should be able to edify somebody. So if it's not for edification, then there is no reason, brother.
They don't edify anybody. They are nothing and useless. What do they help me? What do we need those tanks for? What are they for?
We are not brother Jesus Christ's prayer. John chapter 16. I pray that they may be one. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. No. You see what I mean? It's your life. We may be so ever so orthodox. That's what I think our trouble is here in California. We are just too orthodox. I think that's right. Ever so orthodox. The letter is alright. But it killeth. But the spirit giveth life. And get the right spirit. That giveth the right kind of life. So what we need is the right kind of spirit. Amen. Let the directors get in the right spirit. with the musicians and with the composer, everything will be all right. So let's go in the correct spirit. You must be in the right spirit. I must be in the right spirit. The deacons must be in the right spirit. Then things work well. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. There is no guesswork about it. We are identified with Him. We are taking sides with Him. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, we have heard that little song. I would rather take the way of the discord. Take the way of the despised few. Take the way of the talked about. And walk with Jesus. See no fault in it at all. Don't see another fellow's error. Just keep going. Amen, amen, amen. And that's the way they did to Jesus. And you must teach your people, you pastors, to do the same. Amen.
We teach the people. We teach it to the people.
We teach these people. Amen. And they tried. They was not willing to admit that he was doing a good work of God. And they were trying to sow discord. Amen. You know, there are some people who just take who are happy when there is discord.
Yeah,
some go politics.
Especially political people.
Somebody that is rejoicing in what is going on. There are some. Now, Brother Branham says, they try to sow discord and get the people not to believe. But them people who believed him stayed right with him.
Amen.
Saka, brother, we have to stand with
the word.
That is what gathered
us here.
No, Brother Branham says, and now, we want every one of you. I know the recorders is running in the back room. And we wish to say this. Because in these meetings like this, of the evangelistic type, we have people from different denominations of churches who have been taught in their own sphere of belief. Now we must know, even let's take it in the message. Now, message believers have got some things that they believe at their own church. When you go to a certain church, don't talk about some things. They believe them in their sphere of their own church. So if you're a wise brother, just go there, preach about something fundamental. Don't tell about how maybe they conduct their courtship. Because they have a way that they do their things there. But we have a way that we do our things here. So whatever we do, we must do it according to the sphere of what we've been taught here.
Brother,
Amen. We are taught things, brother. We are what we are by the grace of God. We are the wonderful pastor who taught us good things.
Amen.
That's right, brother. When we go out there, people know that people from this tabernacle, they are balanced. They are real solid. They are people who know what they are doing. Because we were taught right.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. So let's not behave Amen, amen, amen. Like we were not tutorized.
No,
we were taught the correct way, brother. We will be guilty of iniquity. Of knowing what to do and not doing it properly. We will be guilty of iniquity. That's why you hear what I'm saying. Because it's not like we don't know what we should be doing here. We know what we should be doing. Amen, amen, amen. Because we were taught
lies.
Amen. Right. And that's all right. I've never wanted to be guilty of sowing discord amongst the brethren. Brother, I've also never been guilty. Oh, I don't know about others. I can't speak for them. I try my best not to sow discord amongst the brethren. Because you must know you shall answer on the day of judgment for whatever things you are trying to say. For whatever you are trying to achieve. Let remember there is a day of judgment. Brother Branham says, when the angel of the Lord came to Brother Branham, he said, he told me, go and tell them. Their thoughts speak louder in heaven than their words. So what you think is actually making noise in heaven more than what you are saying. So what whilst you are looking at me right now and you are thinking whatever you are thinking, it's making a lot of noise in heaven. Amen. So you shall answer for whatever. You must not be guilty of sowing discord. Amen. And I have never wanted to be guilty of sowing discord. That is why when Brother Branham went to other churches, that is why if you listen to the tapes from 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, up to about 54, 55, Brother Branham was just preaching basic, fundamental, scriptural truth.
But
when he started preaching doctrine, he even made a promise to God, I will first preach it at Branham Tabernacle. Because he knew Branham Tabernacle believed what he was saying. And he had the right to preach doctrine at Branham Tabernacle. Because they were his children. But anywhere else, these people had their own children. So he did not want to cause disharmony between the pastor of the church and the people. So we don't want to cause disharmony. No, amen. No. That's not the way to do it. We have a scriptural way. Amen.
Prayer meeting Sunday afternoon.
Say I am Sangano Maskati.
Why did he have a Sunday afternoon?
Brother Branham is what we can go to Sangano Maustin.
He knew if he had a Sunday morning, all the churches would close because the people would leave their churches.
And
the
way he wants to
do that.
He could do that. He called by God. But I respect. Amen.
The work of the others.
And
in the morning, go to your church. In the afternoon, you come. He did not want to cause disharmony amongst the brethren.
Amen. Oh man. You know every church. If you don't have a doctrine, you are not a church. You have got something. that you stand for, some principles that you are holding on. Amen. And it, you have got to hold on to some principles. And regardless of what a person's affiliation of denomination might be, if that person is born of the Spirit of God, that's my brother. Oh, my sister, we might be different in other things. As far as west is east from the west, but we are still brothers. Amen. And I could not do nothing but help that brother for a closer and better walk to Christ. Amen. And I believe any real true Christian would do the same. That is what we're trying to do. Yes, we are now in the processes. Let's do it in love. Amen. Let's do it in unity. Let's be in prayer. Let's be reverent. Now. Okay. All right. So you see machines sometimes play up. Now, those who believe the word, they know that the very things that Jesus was doing and the things was of his life, they knew who he was. So they couldn't put nothing blight on him, because they could see it. And you know, love is blind. Amen.
Somebody with a very not so good looking wife. You're wondering,
but this one is heads over heels.
Love is blind.
You look at the face of the wife. Amen.
The character. When we have loved one for another,
love covers a multitude of sin. You know, perfect love casts out fear and sin and all discord. No, that's, but this is Brother Branham. It casts out all fear and sin and discord.
No,
where we read this blind man was put in a tight corner. Now, he meets Jesus. And when he meets Jesus, Jesus takes some sand, puts on his eyes. He starts seeing. And when he's seeing now, these Pharisees then come to him. Now they are asking questions about why he is now seeing. Now they should have been rejoicing that this man is now seeing. Minus one beggar in the street. Amen. Because this man is now saying, he can work for his own. He can fend for his family. So we have minus one beggar in the street. But these people were not looking at what Jesus said. It's an objective. Then the first thing they said, it's a Sabbath day.
Amen.
So why did he heal him on the Sabbath day? There was no law that said you can't heal anyone on the Sabbath. But they were just looking for a certain corner. And when they asked, now Brother Branham says, the Pharisees then asked him, he says, now, gentlemen, I really don't know. What I know is I was blind. Now I see. And there was a man named Jesus who opened my eyes. Then this man says, now give glory to God. Not this Jesus that you are talking about. Amen, amen. Now you must know that God works through people.
Amen.
So if you are giving glory to God, you must know God has used people.
Amen.
To do things. Amen. Now, Brother Branham says, God would have ordained the sun to preach the gospel. And every morning, we would wake up. And when it is September, for example, and the sun says, good morning, everyone. Good morning, friends. Good morning. Amen.
Because
Tika said that Amen is very not a pizza.
Amen. Amen. The sun will burn.
God would say
the snow maybe. So that we won't feel the
cold. The cyclone
if it was the cyclone preaching,
we
would all go to the altar.
Somebody made sure to kuno umari wanu tuma munu.
God made sure to send a man. All the time God
sent
a man.
Amen.
We want God to give us a man.
Amen, amen, amen. Because umari wanu chanda chi munu.
Because God works through a man. That is what God made.
No, brother, brother, what do you want? Wanda, from what you say. We are disciples of Moses. This Jesus. We don't know where he came from. No, Brother Branham says this man took sides with Jesus. Because then he says, hey, you guys are wonderful. You say you don't know who this Jesus is. Yet he has opened my eyes. We have never heard about it. That a man was born blind. And when that man was born blind, now he is seeing like
us.
And you say you don't know about him. They say you were all together born in sin. Amen, amen. So, what? Then this man says, but all right, you are saying I'm a sinner. And Jesus is a sinner. But we know God does not hear sinners. So how did he hear the prayer of this sinner? So, no, Brother Branham says, okay, let me take the quotation.
Brother Branham,
amen, amen. All right. All right. Now, he took sides with Jesus. He was permitted to be blind so the works of God would be made manifest, because he came on the side of the Lord Jesus. He took sides with him.
Keep quiet, speak no more.
So Jesus, that is,
we don't know about this Jesus. They went to his parents.
Right.
Tell us,
is
this your son of a truth? This one is my son. That one is the one. Are you sure he was born?
So good apora say at his.
We don't know about his healing.
But Chandino is here.
But what we know,
he is
now old. He is of age. He can speak for himself.
Age of accountability.
He has gotten to the age of accountability. Go and ask him.
Amen.
Take him back.
Amen, amen, amen. So, amen, amen. So you take sides with him. Now, when you take it, now Brother Branham says, the only way to take sides with Jesus is to take sides on what he said, believing his words. So let's take sides with him. Amen. So, brothers, this is not a difficult issue. Let's take sides with what Jesus Christ said. No, brothers, we have steps, we have spoken words, we have books, we have everything. We have the Bible. Right now, they are every. You have got it. Some of it is on the phone, some of it is on the iPad, some of it is on the library. We have it always. Now, brother, now there was this woman also. And Jesus just sits. Now, this woman, now Jesus is invited to the house of Simon. And when he's invited to the house of Simon, now, Simon was a leper. Now, he invites Jesus. Now, that was his opportunity for him to be healed. Because he had invited Jesus Christ. But instead of looking at that, Jesus Christ walks in. They don't wash his feet. They look at him with disdain. But here comes this prostitute. And when this prostitute walks in, she sees Jesus. And she decides to take sides. So she, Branham says, she walks out. She goes to the shop. She takes all her prostitution money. She buys a perfume. And she comes back to Jesus Christ. She goes right at his feet. So what should the church do right now? Let us go to the feet of Jesus Christ. That is what we must do. Let's go to the feet of Jesus Christ. Let's go at his feet. And when we go right there, let's cry at his feet. Never moved for why food till she got done. So Jesus looks at him. She is crying. Now remember, she was a prostitute. Kissing was her profession. That was part of her job description. So when she started kissing the feet of Jesus Christ, there was trouble in the camp. Because she is a prostitute kissing. Oh, brother, that was trouble. And Brother Branham says, Jesus, continue the sitting still.
No,
Jesus sometimes sits still for you to bring out what is in you. He's not going to act. He was going to act on this woman. But he wanted the other attitudes in there to come out into her. Brother Branham says, they were saying to him, if he knew this woman is a prostitute, if he knew this kind of a person, is he a prophet who is not seeing this? Jesus knew what he even knew what they were thinking. Amen. But sometimes God will wait for people for things to come out so that they are dealt with and things are made right. Amen. So things, now look at what she did. If you are going to do something for Jesus, Jesus sit and watch you do it. Sometime, he lets you go ahead till you get finished. Amen. Then you get your reward. Amen. Maybe you run the whole rest of your life working for him. Don't worry. There is a reward at the end. You just take your way with his side. So your way is to take the way of his side. Did they blight his name? They thought they had it. They thought they had stopped it. They thought they had fixed him. So his revival could never be in that community. They thought they had ruined his influence. But he just taken one person that loved him. Amen. Brother Branham, just one person that loved Jesus Christ. I'm just looking for one person. Amen. That loves Jesus Christ. That loves the message of the hour. Amen, amen, amen. All right. How do you know you are not that person for your community? Somebody that you meet, take sides with him. Do him a service. Do something for him. You know what I mean, brethren? Take your side with Jesus. Take him. Make him your choice. Do service for him regardless. Whether anybody else or ever, or you are ever repaid. Don't make a difference. Wait till the work is over. Oh my. Okay. How would you like for him to say, even though you had prayed for the sick and they didn't get well, though you prayed to get to speak with tongues, And you did not do it. You pray to prophesy. And you didn't do it. Yet the only thing you can do is to tell the story of Jesus. In your church. In your community. In your work. He couldn't even do one thing. Didn't lead one person. That woman didn't lead one to Christ. But she done a service for him. And what a difference does it make? And at the end of the road, amen. What did Jesus say? I say unto you, all your sins, though they are many, hallelujah, though they are not one prayer was answered for you. But if you come on the basis of the words, because you believed me, and you made me a service, I say your many sins that you have done in all that you have done is all forgiven you. Brother Munaka,
that woman left that place rejoicing. That prostitute.
Vese marapa umane vengwe vese.
Vakabva vakagodoka. They went with
but their pambi yakaenda itoro tokumana.
But the prostitute was rejoicing.
Zvangu zvaita.
My things are fine.
Upombwe wese rewandaita mazwezi. Hanzi waregererwa.
Zvangu
zvaita sei? Zvaita. Muitire service maskatana.
You must do him a service. Muitire
service maskatana.
Do him a service.
Mushumire maskatana.
Serve him.
Munamate maskatana.
Worship him.
Irambo chiwa wakatendeka pashoko.
Continue being faithful. Irambo
wakatendeka uchiwa kuchechi.
Continue
Irambo wakatendeka uchiverenga spoken book.
Continue reading the Bible. Mwari
wachapamba iro pakutendeka kwako.
God is going to give you a reward at the end of the road.
Asi Mwari.
It's not possible.
Mwari havana chikwereti.
God owes no man nothing.
Kune munhu kana mutadzi havana.
He doesn't owe a sinner anything.
No, God owes no man no one. Nothing. So, iwewega chingoita chete
zviri right. You must do what is right.
Do not be weary.
That is where we, the portion we read. Musaneta.
To do good. Amen, amen, amen. Now, Brother Branham says.
Brother Branham Manoti.
All right, I'll skip this. I think it's almost time up. So, I'll skip this quotation. But maybe I'll just mention it in passing. No, Brother Branham says, I may come to a sister's place. And I knock the door. And when I knock the door, I ask if the husband is available. And if the husband is not there, Brother Branham says, I don't come in. Brother Branham says, not because I would sin, but because it's not expedient. Somebody might just see me coming out and they might conclude what they want to conclude.
So,
it's not lawful, but it's just not expedient. So there are some things, brothers, that you might not have a scripture or quotation about it, but it's just not expedient. There was a certain brother who was saying, I might take water and drink that water from a bottle of super chibuku. That brother has committed no sin. He's drinking water. But it's not expedient. It's not expedient. Because if somebody sees him with a bottle of Bollinger's, they will say that brother is a drunkard. Not because the brother was drinking. But this brother did something that was not expedient. So there are some things that are just not expedient. So you go, I'm going to pay quotation. Abana quotation yedu musamwira mvura mbotore doro hapana. But tikakuona kuti abraza musadaro.
Ane. Ikuti
hazvingoiti.
Ane. It is not expedient.
All right. No. We must have real fellowship. Between one another. Yeah, obviously, when you preach, you might hit somebody here and there.
When you preach, you might step on a toe.
But it's not intentional. Real fellowship, brother. God bless you. Amen. After church, you must. No, let me read this one. And that's it. When we are under part. It gives us inward pain. I have seen the time, brother. Let me not condemn us. Brother, but brother, paninguwa.
There is a time.
God bless you, brother. Patina Zuchirevesa.
Amen. Meaning it from the heart.
Amen, amen. But let me, just wake us up to something. I see the church in this time. When people had to wait until Wednesday night to come and meet one another. And when we no kerwa, nechitatu.
Wednesday would come in too late.
When we no kerwa, ne Friday.
Friday would come in too
late.
But
mazwanu pane zvikon zero zvechitatu ne Friday. But nechakaitika parudo rwehama.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Oh, to meet one another. They would cry over it. And that's right. I've seen ministers come in here. And he would, say, how do you do? Now, can I find them to go home? They never show me. Amen. Because we are not going to do Ziva. We are going to do it. Say,
Dinoziva.
This one says, I know it. But brother, Margot, Vano Sangana, Shumiriva, Vukwazisana, Udi Shabrova, Ama, Vachi, Vachireza. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Okay. All right. Let me see where I was. And in tears in their eyes. Amen. All right. How do you do? And the people just come with one heart. And they meet at the door. Pama
door. At the
door. Mazwana pama door. And
people are avoiding one another.
Then they take the other one. Pama door.
Right on the door.
Amen. Amen.
These doors are going to witness against you on the day of judgment. These doors are going to stand against you. These doors.
They will
wait for one another.
I can't go home without greeting partners.
I can't go home without greeting partners. When the man at the door is, he steps out.
Amen, amen, amen. Hands and shake one another's hands. And just could get hardly get away from one another. Brother,
leaving the church was a problem.
When church finishes,
in an
hour and a moon, and it is not in Neza. Church is a pair of people.
Go to my house.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And it is not in Neza.
Don't want trouble.
And did that? Did
I don't want. You are being troubled by exercising that behavior.
All right. And they could hardly get away from each other. That real Christian fellowship. Just wait. All right. All right. And they hug down at the door. All right. And about 207. Sorry. 207, brother. That's 209, 207. Amen.
207.
And the sisters meet one another back there.
My sister was hanging out
with her. And you know what? My sister don't know anything. My sister got emotion. I got one day.
Sisters, there's a little too much emotion.
You know,
more than the brothers.
But when you go to the brother,
they'll be hugging one another.
Amen. Sister. Be sure to pray for me now. Honey, my sister's all right.
The sisters.
Are we done? Quit. I was Murumen Zimaya.
Oh, yes, oh, yes.
I didn't watch
they are not lesbians.
My sister, we are Sudanana. Nirudu, Wani, Wamar.
With the love of Christ.
Honey.
Honey.
I'll see you on Wednesday. Amen, amen. You will pray, won't you? You will pray for me. I will be praying for you. My brother.
Brother.
Let's pray for one another. We love. one another and pray the song. Lord, we love one another and pray the Lord.
Where did that go?
We love one another and pray the Lord. But brother,
where did that love go to?
We love one another. We pray for one another and praise the Lord. We pray for one another and praise. Brother,
We did not believe it. If you forgive somebody, God will forgive you also.
Amen. Amen. It's okay, we are closing. That's fine. I have the closing quotations, so that's fine. Amen.
Where we want to close.
Alright. We need real fellowship.
No,
Brother Branham says Jehovah's Witnesses. Is loyal to what they believe. My Jehovah's Witness, brother,
they will be with their books in the morning.
Vakamira pakone road, my brother and my sister.
The corner of the road, brother.
Jehovah's Witness ikoko.
Jehovah's Witness there.
Vachitenda kuti kudenga hakuna, gehena hakuna.
There is no hell. They don't know where they are going to go to.
But vakamira nezvavanotenda.
But they are loyal to their belief.
The Baptist.
The Baptist.
Is loyal to what they believe. Let's do the Apostles' Creed. Apostles' Creed.
And they start on it.
They are loyal to what they believe. The Presbyterian is loyal to what they believe. And they are just loyal to their pastors. Can't we be loyal to the words? Amen. Can't we be loyal to Malachi 4? Can't we be loyal to what we believed? Can't we be loyal to what we came here for? Amen, amen, amen. Can't we be loyal? So, my young brethren, you all that's going out here in these churches, hold on to God's words. Hold on to God's words. Don't you move. If you can't make it to pass, don't stand in nobody else's way. Stand there, beating at the door of the gate. just pointing to it. Uchimiro uchidai wapindane ne baba. Ende ne baba akomana. Ende ne baba. Malagai fuanos. Malagai fuanos.
Malagai
fuanos. Amen. Don't start fanaticism. Because it will show up. There's a quotation that I like in the church ages. Brother Branham says, Martin Luther, it was not a miracle that Martin Luther would fight the Catholic and get by with it. But it was a miracle how he managed to stick his head out of the fanaticism. That surrounded his ministry. At one time, Martin Luther prayed. He says, God, save me from my enemies and my friends. Because Martin Luther's friends, vanga vakupfurira mwero.
They were overstepping.
Amen, amen, amen. Don't start fanaticism. Because it will show up. But if you stay true and holy and with the word, God will vindicate you. Amen. So if you want vindication, stay with the word. Stay with what the prophet says. Amen, amen, amen. Oh my. All right, let me.
I wanted to speak about a woman. This woman walking in the church.
And the
can't enter service in this
manner.
Then she stormed out. If my cow believes or takes this religion that you have, I will strike it.
Brother Branham Manoti, Ndakatozo Sheza Graham Snelling, Kutawaya Enderimberine Kuimba.
Brother Graham says, I called Brother Graham Snelling to continue this
message.
After being phoned,
Aramba with her take sides with Jesus.
Refused to take sides with Jesus.
No, Igos no akutova.
Right now she's on the deathbed.
Brother Branham went there and she was in a
sorry state. Then she had just died and smoking.
And I would have
getting out the eyes of the
Munafar.
She struggled to the death. The nurses, you've been too late.
After 5 minutes ago,
she went on 5 minutes ago. You know, with your behavior,
you never know what you're going to do.
You don't know what God is thinking
because
about.
If you are not taking sides with Jesus Christ, then God is sure going to deal with you. God cannot be mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he reap. And God is cannot. No, brother, take it. This is my closing remark. God will make sure. Because he is not the respect of persons. No. God respects his words. So what if he wants things to be right for us here? We must look at what Brother Branham says. And when we look at what Brother Branham says, then we walk circumspectly, reverently on what Brother Branham says. Because if we don't do it, we will be in trouble. Now, Brother Branham also went to a certain man. He was a mechanic. He was under his car. He owned a garage. Then he says, Brother Branham, when you come into my garage, leave Jesus outside. No, Brother Branham says, where Jesus is not welcome. I am also not welcome. Amen. So where this message is not welcome, then we can't be welcome, brothers. Then Brother Branham walks away. Then Brother Branham says, that afternoon, his own son-in-law ran over him with a truck. He did not take sides with Jesus Christ. We have to take sides with Jesus. And when we take sides with Jesus Christ, my brothers, my sisters, Mwari vanotiitira zvakanaka. Mwari vanotiropa fana. Mwari vanotibatsira. Mwari vanokubatsira iwewe. Mwari vanobatsira kereke ino. Mwari vanobatsira vafundisi. Zvinhu zvese zvinofamba zvakanaka. Ishe vakuropafadzei.
The Lord bless you.